On Capitol Hill this week, hearings are scheduled on the question of how to deal with detainees at Guantanamo Bay. The issue fell to Congress when the Supreme Court rejected President Bush's plan to try terrorism suspects before special military tribunals. There's sharp disagreement between the parties and among Republicans about what to do. One camp of Republican lawmakers wants to trump the high court's ruling by authorizing the administration's tribunal plan. Other Republicans and some Democrats say the existing military judicial system should be the starting point and that any new system should meet widely recognized standards of due process. Senator Dianne Feinstein is among the Democrats on the Intelligence Committee who's making that last argument. She joins us now. And, Senator, you said yesterday on one of the Sunday programs that the court's ruling shows the president exceeded his authority. So if Congress should get involved and guide this process, what are the standards of due process that the new system ought to meet?
Well, I think there are two, Michelle. The first is the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And the second, according to the court, is Common Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions. Now, essentially what the court said is the president couldn't just set up a commission based on his own executive authority, that any such commission would have to be authorized, which means passed by the Congress. And so this is the first hearing. It should be very interesting.
But specifically, though, in setting up this new system and meeting these two standards that you've set out, what kind of protections, specific protections, do detainees deserve?
Well, that's exactly right. Detainees should be represented by counsel, it seems to me. They should be able to be present. They should be able to hear the accusations against them and answer those accusations. Then there are also questions if there is a commission set up and authorized in Guantanamo, exactly what kind of actions can they take? Can they actually hear a defined crime, or should a defined crime be sent to a federal court? And should the commission just really be relegated to people who are adjudged with some criteria to be a threat to the national security of our country and therefore deemed to be held? And if they are detained or held, for how long should that be without a second review? So there are many questions, I think, to ask and get different answers. It's going to be interesting because I gather one of Hamdan's defense counsels is going to testify, and it will be interesting to hear his critique. He's a former JAG officer, I believe. It'll be interesting to hear his critique on the system as it has existed up till today.
At this point, the White House has indicated that it's still committed to using these special military tribunals. Are you suggesting that it's time to scrap this process and start over, or do you think that it's possible to tweak the administration's plan in some way so that it's acceptable to the courts?
Now, I can't answer that directly. I think it's clearly time to take a good, hard, legal look at what the process is, what the due process rights accorded to prisoners like Hamdan are, and whether there are habeas rights and other things attached to them. Now, many of these people haven't committed a crime. Therefore, how do you continue to hold them administratively without a trial? And this is what I think we have to think out very clearly. Now, the president may well say, we want you just to authorize what we are doing now. I do not think that will pass muster because I think there are too many flaws. And one of the things about this process is people are going to look back at this process decades from now. And how we treat these detainees, I think, is really a major test of our system of justice, because everybody ought to be afforded some due process rights.
Senator, thank you so much for speaking
to us.
You're
very welcome. Thank you, Michelle.
That was Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California.